Robertson woke from a distant sleep. The misty crystals of his dreams washed away with the turn of the moon, left him alone in his wood-paneled room, with only the fiery furnace roar and the sound of silence at his door. It burned at his ears till he turned and ran. On the banks of the canyon he flew with the sand. Down he kept going till water met land, and he saw the morning mainsail. He dug in his heels and stopped up short, for never before this ship been afloat. Never before behind his home had there been such a subject of tales past told. The white of the canvas lit up his face, smoothed out the lines, the worries erased. The Eric guided up to his side, he turned his head and let out a sigh. Then inhaled the canvas air so light, filled him up till he brimmed at the eyes. Then leaving his shoes to the whims of the tide, he stepped on the morning mainsail. The knots untied and the sail unfurled. The breeze brought to him blustery words. To sail the ship you must let go, the wheel at the bow you so tightly hold. Though he cried, oh save my soul, he dropped his hands and crouched down low. The ship it tumbled, tossed and swam, over the riverbed rocks it ran. On the floor of the ship he knelt with his hands covering over his head in fear that the morning mainsail would shatter. Rocking seas, the billowing wood and the creaking breeze. The wheel stopped spinning and turned to the right. Robertson raised his head so slight. Saw the canyon walls pass by, the roots that led to the higher pines. Saw his wooden shingled home, heard his fiery furnace groan. The ship was anchored on the wind and high up furled till his house disappeared. Then only a speckled dot was his roof, and only a whisper was the furnace. And he whispered out loud till it turned to a shout. I've woken to see myself dreaming. Collected from toys and grandma's china, the dusty sands will roll down the canyon. Beneath the great wide rivers winding, the air that tosses and blows their landing. Down with the churning, charging muses to meet the fork where water chooses. There on the banks of the river made, generations of children wave. The evening stars will blink and fade as the morning may.